Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets coming up in a moment. Go, O Sammy P.
So we've heard Jake bitch about people on the train, and you too, Sam. Like guys, not guys, like people that do stuff speaker, phone calls, work calls, listen to music on speakerphone for everybody to hear instead of the earbuds or the headphones, which is interesting that we've had this earbuds conversation today, and how you ended up in an urgent care. I saw a new one yesterday at the grocery store before the games get going. I'm in the produce section and I hear something. I'm like, what is that? Is somebody on a phone call doing a speakerphone being one of those jerks? No, nobody was on a phone call. There was a guy checking out apples, listening to a true crime podcast on speakerphone. And everywhere I look, I tried to get away from this guy like five times. And then he would always end up near me. And one of their friends would die soon. And nobody knew who it would be. And I'm like, I kept trying to get away from this guy. And every time I turn around, there's the speaker again talking about how somebody in the small town got murdered and it was somebody they knew, but they didn't know who. It was an insane move to listen to a true crime podcast on a speakerphone in the produce section of the grocery store.
Can we get a sketch of what this person looked like? Can you describe this person?
I'm trying not to insult anyone that we know or that
then
would
don't.
Listen. It looks like somebody who's maybe thinks that he's friends with the people that do the podcast. I don't know if that clues you in. Maybe somebody doesn't have a lot of friends. Let's just say that. Maybe a loner in life.
Oh, so looks like a loner. What does a loner look like? Like he listens to true crime in the grocery store, that kind of guy?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Paul may have nailed it in the chat.
Did this person have a ponytail?
My new favorite look is the balding crown into the ponytail. It's quite a look.
Oh, man. And then later in the day, some of the groceries that I purchased, I go upstairs at one point. Wife's like, oh, we're out here or there. We won't be home for a while. Make sure you let Tucker out. I eventually get back up. I better let Tucker out. And then I see him near the back door, and he's got a torn up bag of an entire rye bread. Took it off the counter. Ate an entire rye bread.
Wow.
I'm like,
that dog... That
Dude,
dog
I
has
just
had some memorable. Well, the rye bread stinks because you just bought it, but that will never outdo. Well, I should never say never. When Tucker the dog dragged the entire sheet pan of lasagna off the counter and ate the whole thing. That's my favorite story.
He knew he was in so much trouble. Like, he was, like, depressed. And I would look at him, and he would just run away the rest of the night. Oh, man. That damn dog. Driving me insane. You know what else is driving me insane? It's already back. Love to see it. Stupid-ass Elf on the Shelf. Oh, no, just one more year. One more year. I've heard this now 3 straight years. Unbelievable. Some of the parents out there know what the hell I'm talking about. And then I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear come up with a hiding spot, come up with a new thing so they get surprised. Like, they're old enough. They know the gig is up. They're just getting more presents out of you. You need to stop. But sometimes it's hard for parents to let go, apparently. And my wife is one of those people.
I don't know what any of this is.
You've never seen, like, Elf on the Shelf?
I've heard it. I don't know what it is.
So what it is during the month of December leading up to Christmas, the idea is these stupid-ass elves live with you, and they do crazy stuff when the kids are sleeping at night. So then you, the parent, you have to come up with creative things for them to do. That they got into trouble. They destroyed this in the house or that in the house. Oh, look, they did this. Every morning, and I don't want any part of it. And I think the kids are too old, but she's still holding on. Like, oh no, Emma believes. I'm like, oh, she doesn't. She's just finding ways to get presents out of you. So that's what that's all about. It's just a pain in my ass because later in the month, I'm out of ideas. It's your turn. You do something. No, my idea is going to be throwing those things in the garbage can. But anyways,
got it.
Merry Christmas.
Look, I have 2 things I wanted to talk about here, and I think we only have time for one. Given that we've done this more on our show, I think we should veer right. The picture heard around Newport Beach.
Ah.
GRP taking a mouth-open selfie with Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, and Skip Bayless's wife at a diner that has gone viral. Viral. What an incredible photo that is.
I saw it moments after he posted it. I just happened to be on Twitter, and I didn't think it was real. Like, this is not – and it didn't have, like, a shocking headline that he put on there. It was just like, look who I saw getting – I think it was the Jewish Deli, I think he said, one of his favorite spots in California when he was out there with family. Like, look who I saw. And it was like a no big deal. It was just a selfie. And it looked like he was on the floor above them, even though I don't think he was. It was crazy. It was crazy. And then this morning you look at it and you see accounts that have millions of followers that were tweeting this picture. This one has over 1 million impressions on his account. And there were some accounts that just took it and put it on theirs without giving him any credit. And those are getting hundreds of thousands of views. It was insane. GRP, he's somebody else who tweeted out a naked picture. Apparently, Ben Johnson is going GRP. Like, yeah, he went topless too. Like, GRP, he's living his best life right now.
He went topless, and he also took a video, which he posted of him inside the driverless car.
Oh my God.
And then
I forgot about it.
So then he's hitting on the invisible driver. He's like, hey, hot stuff, what are you doing tonight? And then he pans the camera and it's just a wheel turning without a human. And he's like, oh yeah, heard that. He makes me laugh. I'm sorry. He does. He also in one of the comments of the original picture, the selfie, somebody asked him, did you guys talk? And he said, Skip asked what his name was. Did you see what his response was to Skip's question?
Yes I did.
I'm GRP wins on Twitter.
like Skip should know him. I've got 20,000 followers. Oh, dude. Did you see the first car video? When he was trying to pick up the car to get inside, did you see that one?
Look at this loser.
He didn't. He couldn't figure out. He rented the thing. I guess you got to do it online or on an app or something. He couldn't figure out how to get in. And he's like, oh, this stupid car. You can't get in. You can't get in. Everybody's in the replies. You've got to open the doors via the app. That's how you unlock the doors. He's like, the key won't work. No, this is, I don't know how to open. I don't know how to get in. This is stupid. It's like, no, you just didn't read the instructions.
Incredible content. Just incredible content. We got naked GRP. We got the driverless car. He took a break from Thanksgiving to video the food table. And then we get the selfie with Skip and Stephen A. Outstanding.
Oh, man. Strong. I thought it was real. And then he was telling people, then he also tweeted out, hey, this is not AI, which I thought it was. He's like, I don't even know how to do that crap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe him.
Yeah, I do too. He's funny when he doesn't even mean to be funny. That's the amazing part of GRP. But yeah, that was some good stuff. Hope you're listening, GRP. Hope you're doing well. I saw that he's back in town. Here in Chicago, now dealing with the weather himself. All right, let's go lightning bets. We've talked about our bets a whole bunch today. Where are you going, Sam?
Need a big night from Taylor, the running back for the Giants, but I'm not going to bet any props on that one. I'm going to just keep what I have in pocket already. Giants +7, and let's do that Abdul Carter bet. Paul said he found a +205, but I'll just call it consensus price +190, Abdul Carter to record a sack.
Yeah, plenty of 7.5s out there, and I think that's the road. Now, I found a way to be just miss on the NFL. Like, my sides have been awful, so take it for what it is. But I do like the Giants tonight as well, and it's funny. I'm with you on Carter. We both landed there before the show even started. We were thinking about the idea of Carter in this specific spot against this Patriots offensive line. May it takes a ton of sacks. We're Carter would finally get his sack. I get it if you think Burns, but you got to lay a price with Burns. You're not getting 2-1 like you are with Carter. Paul, lightning bets, anything for today?
I'll join you guys on Carter, but I'm going to play Burns 2+ at +452. I just think the opportunity. He's had a couple multi-sack games, and May's had 4-sack, 6-sack kind of games. They could both eat tonight.
Yep, that makes sense. Going through all the box scores last night, there were a lot of guys that had two sacks. A lot of guys ended up with two yesterday. So it would not surprise me, especially with the number of sacks that May takes. Jake, anything for lightning bets?
I will also join on Carter, and I'll be on the Giants as well with you guys. Last thing that I wanted to bitch about, it snows a little bit, and everybody just loses their minds and doesn't know how to walk down the street, even after the snow's been cleared. Like, get a grip. Like, stop waddling like a penguin. Use your legs. Be a real human.
Waddling? I don't know.
Like, you know, like, people just, like, they carefully, their arms out. Like, walk forward. Get out of the way.
Maybe they're weighed down by all the coats and stuff and boots.
Well, get stronger, then. Have you tried being good?
This in Chicago, the sidewalks are all salted. You're fine, and you could probably see it. Yeah, I get you there. But yeah, people lose their mind during the weather. All right, we're losing our minds. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow right here on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.